Right, there's another big issue that's dominated headlines and international headlines, really, because the coronavirus has now taken 1,000 lives in China alone. So many people are infected with the disease. But we're asking the question here at home, just how dangerous is it for South African postal workers to be handling packages which have traveled all the way from China? As you're aware, the death toll from the coronavirus has now surpassed 1,000, and local postal workers are not sure whether they should be handling these parcels or not for fear of contamination. So let's speak to the Communication Workers Union's Clyde Mervin to find out what their stance is on this. Clyde, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. What sort of precautions have been taken to protect your members?
Good afternoon to you, Joanne, and your listeners. I think one is that as Communication Workers Union, we are very concerned about the coronavirus, in particular the parcels which are handling on a day-to-day basis of China. And the volumes of these parcels are so huge. So what we have done, I think we are busy talking to the post office to say that first and foremost, all those parcels, we can no longer handle them, because the post office wants to provide masks, the mask and gloves for people to use. But yes, I think it's not sufficient, because what we want to do, we want an in-depth analysis by doctors so that they can view that parcel and see is there any complication to it. So for now, we want that parcels not to be touched up until we have an opinion from doctors, scientists, to verify is there really implications in these parcels, because I think the death toll now has risen very high in terms of this virus in China. So we need to be very cautious, because we are dealing with this particular parcels on a day-to-day basis, which is a huge volumes of parcels our members are dealing with.
So I don't blame you for being afraid, because certainly this is a very dangerous disease, particularly for those people who have immune systems which are compromised. But we've spoken to the Institute for Communicable Diseases here on 702, and they revealed to my colleague Azania Mosaka on her show that you can't really get the disease from an inanimate object, that it's got to somehow be passed from one human being to another. Does that allay your fears at all?
Not really. And hence I said we really need ourselves. We've requested the post office to get us a scientist so that we can just verify. If it's such, we will then obviously talk to our members to use the mask and also the gloves. But first we want to have a proper opinion about that it is no danger. If there's no danger, then we will have to do proactive measures so that we can protect our members from this. So, we are very clear on that process.
So I just want to say at this point, Clyde, that we've been trying to reach the post office, that we spoke to a representative of SAPO earlier today, and that they said they could not speak themselves, and that they were escalating it to management to speak to us. To date, we've not heard from them, so we've not been able to arrange an interview with them to find out why they have not communicated this to you. But has there been any communication at all from your management about the issue of coronavirus?
No, they just send out the touch base telling our members, no, it is safe, people should not worry. Mm. But I think from a union perspective, we really want to make sure that our people are really not affected. And hence we requested that there should be a proper scientist analyzing this. And once we have that, we can then put proactive measures in place so that our members do not contract the virus. Because I agree with, there's one thing we must be very clear, our immune systems are not all the same. So we do not know what does it carry. And this is our view, is that if we have that position of a proper analyst or scientist, we can then be able to take a decision.
All right. Clyde Mervin, thank you so much for speaking to us. Clyde is president of the Communication Workers Union. And they're putting forward, which I think is fair enough, because communication is important, right? And SAPO clearly is not talking to us. So it's quite possible they're not talking to their workers either. Just having said to them, go ahead, it's quite fine for you to carry on working, is not enough for the workers. They want to hear it from a medical expert. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable demand. The difficulty is we would have loved to have spoken to the National Institute for Communicable Diseases on the show today, but they require a 2-day run-up time. So if we want to book them for an interview, we need to tell them 2 days in advance, which is very difficult. It's hard to do the story because it's such a dynamic story with angles that are breaking all the time, developments that are happening, you know, as the minutes go by. It's very, very difficult indeed for us to know 2 days in advance that we're going to require an interview from them. And as a result, we're not able to get the Communicable Disease Institute on to give you a proper answer as to what the post office should be doing in terms of precautions and, you know, whether the workers are indeed at risk or not. But an interesting one indeed there, the workers of the postal services deciding they're not actually going to touch these packages until that they're quite sure that a scientist has been able to confirm to them that they are not going to get ill, will not contract the coronavirus from their contact with these packages.